This is the Lucy Ann Lance Show, a paid presentation of Lance & Erskine Communications, LLC, and heard 7 days a week on Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY.
Can social media put a damper on your holiday spirit? I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and on A Healthier Michigan Today from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, that's the question for Shantiopolo, registered dietitian and health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Now, I know you like social media. I like social media. I probably do it a little bit more than you do, although I know you're on Instagram a lot. I don't do Instagram as much. But I find it invaluable, particularly for my line of work. I'm sure you do for yours. What is it about the holidays, though, that can present a problem if we're on social media too much?
Yeah, so around the holidays, there's a lot of comparisons that are happening. I think in a lot of ways, we enjoy seeing what our friends are doing. Maybe it's dressing the Christmas tree, going on trips, things like that. But that comparison can be really isolating. So there's some research that suggests that people tend to have some holiday blues around this time of the year. About a decade ago, actually in 2015, the National Alliance for Mental Health or Mental Illness, shared that 64% of the people surveyed felt that they had some kind of holiday blues. There's also a lot of research that ties social media use to mental health, particularly increased depression and anxiety and stress. There was a 2018 British study that tied social media use to disrupted sleep and delayed sleep, all that can, you know, further drive depression and things like that. So there's definitely pros and cons. So it all comes down to how you use it and how you view it.
Shanti, isn't that true just of life in general, though? Aren't we always making comparisons with our friends and our family to see how they're doing things? And in the case of social media, there is a lot of educational aspects to it. I learn a lot. I learn how to present the tree better and to decorate better. And you get all sorts of ideas from people. But I do agree. It's hard not to say, oh, I wish I had that. Or, gee, I wish I had the money to buy that. But that's true of life in general, no?
Yeah. Yeah. It is true of life in general. It just seems that the holidays tend to heighten these, you know, there's maybe more spending that you didn't plan on having, right? Like you're buying tickets to some holiday event that you didn't want to go to initially, or you're paying for popular gifts because you saw them on social media, right? You and I had a discussion previously about now we really want that Grand Duchess Christmas tree because we've seen it on social media.
Right.
So yeah, there's pros and cons, but that fear of missing out can really drive depression and, you know, some mental health woes around this time.
Well, you bring up a really good point. Before, we would see that tree in an ad, a print ad, perhaps. And yeah, maybe you would lust after it. But now you've got people who actually bought it and who are saying how great it is, your friends or just influencers in general. And you start thinking, well, if they can have it, why can't I have it? Well, maybe maybe because it costs $300.
Yep. Exactly.
So this fear of missing out, or FOMO as it's called, what role does that play in this season?
Yeah, so a lot of people may buy gifts that they didn't intend on buying, spending a lot more money. And that is a factor that drives a lot of the holiday blues, is unplanned spending or too great of spending that people can't afford. I know that inflation has affected a lot of families, and a lot of families are struggling to buy things like groceries and things like that. So this fear of missing out can really put a damper on people's holiday spirit. Now, you know, some people tend to leave social media out of Thanksgiving and the holidays in December. And that can really be a good idea for people, right? To focus more on family, more on friends, being present, and taking some of those cell phones away.
Oh, that is so true. And I do agree with that wholeheartedly. So let's talk a little bit more about the strategies, Shanti, that we can consider to reduce our social media use during the holidays.
Yeah, one of the things is to turn off your push notifications. These are the little notifications that you're probably asked when you download an app. Hey, can we send you push notifications? But you can actually turn those off completely. That kind of cuts out those minute by minute reminders that your friends have posted a photo or there's a new holiday sale. And that can really allow for that mental health break.
All right. Any other suggestions?
Yeah. So you can actually set timers on your social media app. So it can kind of take some control back by setting specific times and different times that you can check out social media throughout the day. Another thing that you can do if you're having a holiday get together is create some phone free times or even drop zones that you can put your phones in when you arrive at a holiday party. So for example, maybe you're hosting something, you can have a little box or basket, they can drop their phones in, and then, you know, you're spending more time enjoying, you know, talking to family and friends instead.
All right. So over the weekend, I got together with some friends who normally I would have had Thanksgiving with, and we didn't do that this year, but we did go out to dinner, and I forgot my phone. This is the first time I forgot my phone in years, and I was waiting for them at the table to arrive, and I realized I have nothing to do while I'm sitting here at the table. I was bored to tears, but it was okay. I started looking around at other people. There were TVs on in the place we were at, but let me tell you, when my friends arrived, I did not miss that phone. We had such a great time talking and not worrying about taking pictures of the food, et cetera, until I did say, I forgot my phone, so if you want to do that. And some of the gals did take their photos, you know, of the food and things like that. It's always fun to see that stuff. But I realized at that moment that I was more present in this event, just going out to dinner, than I had been in a long time. So I think you are spot on, Shanti. And it's particularly hard during the holiday season, like you said, we really do need to be more present. And it's probably something we should just do in our everyday lives, period.
Yeah, and I think it's so important to realize that a lot of these photos and videos are just picture perfect moments in other people's lives. They may not reflect everything that's going on. Everyone deals with struggles, especially this time of the year. And you're right, it comes back to gratitude. And if we put those phones away and social media away, we can experience more gratitude and focus on that more. So great time to reflect and be thankful, right? And just putting the phones away can allow you to feel some more magic of the season.
Beautifully stated. Shanti Apollo, registered dietitian and health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. For more information, go online to ahealthiermichigan.org, ahealthiermichigan.org. More tips and great information, along with recipes and other ways to improve the holiday season. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.